This is 90.7 WFAE. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. If you were tuned in to Christian rock radio over the past 15 years, you likely heard music by the band Everyday Sunday. Everyday Sunday's song, Wake Up, Wake Up, was a Christian rock hit in 2007. The band's founder, Trey Pearson, is now 35, and lately he's been making waves in the Christian music world and beyond, but not so much with his music. In late May, he publicly announced that he is gay. That landed Pearson an appearance on television's The View, and this weekend, Pearson will take the stage to perform at the Charlotte Pride Festival, which highlights the region's LGBTQ community. Trey Pearson joins me now to talk about his coming out and his career. Hi there.
Hey, thanks for having me.
How did you reach your decision to come out?
For anyone that hasn't read the story, I used to be married to a girl, and I have two little kids, and it's not something that I was ever able to accept for myself. I tried for a long time, and it was just a very difficult journey to be able to accept it. Honestly, I waited, maybe half a year, a little over half a year, before I came out publicly, after I'd come out to my family. And to a lot of people, that might seem like a short amount of time, but for me, it felt like forever because of the position I'm in. It started spreading on a very national and worldwide level as far as people all over the country finding out about it. And I just wanted the chance to kind of explain to people what I've been going through.
What about concert or performance venues? Have you lost any existing or potential bookings since you came out?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've been touring full-time for 14 years, and I have made a lot of contacts and built a lot of relationships with people that have supported me over the years, and unfortunately, a lot of those people won't be calling anymore, but there's actually a lot that still are, that see this as having a chance to make a difference in Christianity. There are some Christian people that are absolutely out there ready to show me support.
So going forward, do you want to continue to be viewed specifically as a Christian music artist?
I do want to be known for my faith and my love for God and my desire to think about those things in life. But I think the word Christian makes a lot better noun than it does an adjective. And so as much as my faith is important to me and thinking about those deeper things in life, I don't think, you know, the word Christian is ever used as an adjective very well, whether it's about music or restaurants or movies or anything like that. So I want to be an artist that connects with people with his music. And that's what I've always wanted to be known for, and that's what I want to continue to be known for. I'll continue to be honest in my lyrics, as honest as possible, and I think I've been able to come to a new place of honesty with myself this last year, and I think I have more to write about than ever.
Well, faith communities, including Christian churches and denominations, are sort of all over the map right now on embracing LGBT individuals in general. How do you think faith groups can address and honor the strong differences of opinion that exist on this topic?
Yeah, I think it's changing quickly. I think you're seeing more and more affirming churches. There's definitely an interesting divide between evangelical churches and mainline Protestant churches right now. It's been just over a year since we've legalized gay marriage, and hopefully 50 years from now, our kids and grandkids will look back at this like we look back at black and white people drinking from different water fountains and wonder why in the world it was ever that way. When it comes to this topic, I think more and more people are opening themselves up to it. More and more people are telling their stories, their truths. Truth is a lot harder to hide when the internet is everywhere, when people are continuing to tell their stories. And I think at some point it will become undeniable, And I think at some point you'll see a total change in the church, but it's not going to be a quick one. It hasn't been a quick one. There's been a lot of people fighting for this for a long time, a lot longer than I have. And it took me a long time to be able to even accept it in my own life. And so hopefully I can continue to be a part of helping push that rudder to see the ship change in the other direction.